This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Rigoberto Gustavo Lopez. Date of birth, November 16, 2003. Case ID number is 376-5494. Date of exam, December 22, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from Dr. Julian Alvarez and a Social Security questionnaire dated 1/18/22. Identifying information. This is a 19-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation with his mother to evaluate allegations of systemic lupus erythematosus with organ involvement and Sjögren syndrome, comma, intellectual disability, comma, and attention deficit hyperactive disorder. The claimant is presently unemployed and has never worked. He is presently finished high school and is thinking of whether or not he will go to college or to he states he did fail two grades before he graduated from high school and was in special ed programs. At the present time, he lives in a house with his mother, and he is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, systemic lupus erythematosus with organ involvement and Sjögren syndrome, comma. Number two, intellectual disability / attention deficit hyperactive disorder. Allegations number one, systemic lupus erythematosus with organ involvement and Sjögren syndrome. The mother states that in 2016, the claimant developed symptoms of respiratory difficulty and problems with his heart. He developed fluid around his heart and lungs and a pericardial effusion and pleural effusion were diagnosed. He did go on to have a thoracocentesis and a pericardial centesis to remove the fluid. He was eventually diagnosed with systemic lupus erythematosus with organ involvement and was hospitalized for 1 month. The diagnosis was confirmed with labs there at the hospital, but at the present time, he has no other symptoms. He is on hydroxychloroquine, 200, 300 milligrams QD, and vitamin D, 25 micrograms QD. He is also on ibuprofen, 600 milligrams QID. At the present time, he is symptom-free, and his condition appears to be stable. Allegation number two. Intellectual disability / attention deficit hyperactive disorder. The mother states that since birth, the claimant has had difficulty in functioning in school. He did graduate from high school, but did fail two grades initially when he started school. He did receive a high school diploma and was in special ed during that time. The claimant appears to have difficulty in communicating with me and answering questions. He appears to look somewhat confused and was not a very good informant. His mother had to answer most of the questions. He appears to have an average to below level of IQ. limitations. The claimant is able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 3 hours, comma, climb 2 to 3 flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is left-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes, and lift approximately 30 pounds above his head. He is unable to use a skillet at this time. He has no assistive devices that he uses, and his physician is Dr. Julian Alvarez. He is presently on ibuprofen, 600 milligrams QID, PRN for pain, which he states does give him relief. The claimant walks around the house and his home and does no other physical activity at this time. Family history, the father is 43 in good health and the mother is 50 in good health. There are no other family members with systemic autoimmune diseases or problems with their intellect. Medications, the claimant is presently on ibuprofen, 600 milligrams QID, hydroxychloroquine, 300 milligrams QD, and vitamin D, 25 micrograms QD. Medical problems, history of COVID-19, comma, history of being a victim of physical assault at school, comma, systemic lupus erythematosus with pleural effusion and pericardial infusion treated at the hospital with thoracocentesis and pericardiocentesis. Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremens or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight 206 pounds, height 5 feet 6.5 inches, BP 127 over 91 mmHg, heart rate 88 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 33. General, this is a 19-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He appears also to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with his mother, who offered more of the history on this claimant. The claimant does appear to have a low IQ. Could you please drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. PIN OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. His speech was slow, but his mood was appropriate for the time. He had fairly clear thought processes, but his memory was poor. Concentration was fair, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. The claimant does appear to have a slow IQ and appears to be somewhat confused with certain questions. Could you please drop down to after neurological exam? Comprehensive metabolic panel, albumin dash normal, bilirubin total dash normal, calcium total dash normal, carbon dioxide bicarbonate dash normal, chloride dash normal, creatinine dash normal, glucose dash normal, phosphatase, alkaline dash normal, potassium dash normal, protein total dash normal, sodium dash normal, transferase alanine amino, ALT dash normal, transferase aspartate amino, AST dash normal, urea nitrogen, BUN dash normal. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his vision. He is able to communicate fairly well with some limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to disability in learning and a low IQ. Probable diagnoses. Number one, systemic lupus erythematosus with organ involvement and Sjögren's syndrome, dash, being treated at this time, appears to be stable, normal physical exam. Number two, intellectual disability slash attention deficit hyperactive disorder, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant does appear to have a learning disability and a mildly decreased IQ, although he is able to function fairly well. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Rigoberto Gustavo Lopez.